Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, East Coast correspondent Ali Breen, Willie Griswold, and Big O Faces. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get the Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. Don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
Yes, my last name is Nierengarten. I'm in section 232. I was just assaulted by a gentleman with a rally towel. Unbeknownst to him, I'm allergic to linens. I would appreciate your assistance, section 232. Thank you.
Hi, Louise. This is Herm Johnson, Aunt Marguerite, calling from St. Petersburg, and we wondered when Ray is going to be over.
Yeah, my name is Ralph Fontaine, section 114, row 12, seat 16 through 22. I'll tell you what, we got a jerk line that I'm going to put to use. How in the hell do we have a coach that doesn't have enough game balls to go for it on 4th and 1? Huh? I'm not going to sit through another season of this. Hell, I played golf last week with Paul Tagliabue.
We got a new 3-wheeler. I didn't know if you knew that or not. Marguerite and I, we go over to the craft shack a lot. And, you know, we're making all kinds of toys and things for the grandkids.
I'm an Astonie Baker, man. I'm in section 326. Row 14, seat 7. Man, I was going to put my pork on your Jumbotron, but this jerk, man, two rows in front of me, stood up and pork blocked me. I swear to God you did it. I'll even say it right to your face.
This is Carl Wampler, 1724, Maple Street. And I was wondering if my prescription was ready.
Yeah, it's me, Ralph Fontaine, again. Hell, while I've got you on hold, what are the chances I get two of my sons to try out for your punt, pass, and kick contest? Hell, I've got one son going full ride that's playing down south, and another one's getting a look by every scout this side of the Mississippi.
Hey, man, it's me, Donnie Baker, man. You guys got a problem with these vendors up here in the upper deck, man. I just got a half pour for $7. I swear to God I did, and I want a refund or I'll write to state.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have the intention of hooking up with a couple of single folks here momentarily.
Ooh la la.
Oh, there they are. What am I doing up there? Okay, wait a minute for a second. Oh, there we go. Now, okay, there's Ali Breen. There's my son, Willie.
There we go.
Not together.
Match made in heaven.
Well, that'd be weird.
Starting rumors.
Uh-huh. Oh, Willie's a great guy. You'd like him, Ali.
I bet.
He's a great kid.
And Ali, I'm going to go on the record. My dad is being so inappropriate right now. I'm so sorry.
You have to be used to it by now.
Did he inherit all the Griswold attributes?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Allie, exactly. Tom could be your father-in-law.
Wow, that'd be something.
Thank you, Ace. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Let's see, let's go around the horn. Willie, I was trying to remember, how old are you, 28?
27.
27, oh, sorry.
He asked us earlier when you're what,
yes,
how old you were.
He did.
Wait, can I tell you why this is so funny that he can't remember it? We are both born in a year that ends in 3, and our birthdays are both in April, so we are always the same second age. So if he's 67, I'm 27. If he's 68, I'm 20. It's so easy for him.
No kidding.
It is so
easy. So it's just minus 40.
Yes. Every time.
I did so well on the math SAT. I don't know why it didn't stick. Okay. And then the one thing I can remember is one of my daughter's quarter birthday is always on my birthday.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. You guys do quarter birthdays?
Of course he does.
They sure do.
That's amazing. I got made fun of for doing half birthdays when I was a kid. Quarter is egregious.
Apparently, comedian Allie Bree not familiar with the great taste of birthday cake. Any good excuse. As you know, Allie, I have a cake lady.
Yes, and a pie lady.
She's busy right now working on a cake for me, actually.
There you go.
So yes.
The word is, I do, and I have a separate pie lady. A lady who has a great pie store here in town. Any excuse for birthday cake. Start celebrating your quarter birthday or anybody's quarter birthday or half birthday.
Come on.
What is wrong with you people? Who doesn't like birthday cake?
You shouldn't can get a cake without having to celebrate anything. Just
That's
be,
like Alice in Wonderland.
Great Friday.
They celebrate unbirthdays and just one day don't have cake.
Well, that's wrong. You got to have a reason. And then we were discussing recently in this weird world we're in right now. I saw one of those doctors on TV going, don't blow out the candles on a birthday cake.
Makes sense.
Oh,
because the germs. Really? It's come to that. So what was the suggestion? What was the alternative, Christy, that they had? Oh, you're supposed to put the candles on a cupcake
or something else and just, yeah.
Yeah, so in any event, I
just have one candle.
Happy birthday, Willie.
Yeah, thanks.
Willie's birthday was in April.
Well, it's still April, isn't it?
No, it's not still April.
Almost
it's
May. June.
It's closer to June than...
I'm with Tom on this one. I have no idea what day it is anymore. Completely lost.
And especially this week.
Yeah.
With Monday off.
Right.
I was scolded for taking the garbage down yesterday and was informed that it's, never mind.
It's a day later this week because of Memorial Day.
I can't stand it. I'm losing my mind. Well, welcome to the show. My son Willie is a comedian based in Chicago. Allie Breen is a comedian based in New York. Pat Godwin is a comedian based at my old house. And he joins us. We have a new song coming up from Pat. And there's Josh Arnold over there. Have I introduced everybody? Christy Lee? Okay. Now, Allie, the segment, you take letters.
Yes.
And we try to help people with their love lives. We're all ready. What do you got?
Dear Allie, my roommate's boyfriend is so loud when he finishes, he lets out like a Tarzan yell.
Oh, man.
Sounds about right. I had a guy over the other night and we both burst out laughing and they totally heard us.
Yes.
And now my roommate's been furious with me ever since. I don't think it's my fault. She should be mad at her boyfriend for sounding like a bullhorn, right?
Yes. Not your fault.
How does she not laugh?
Exactly.
Honestly.
Well,
for some guys, is that necessary? He doesn't have to do that, does
he?
No,
I don't think so. Yeah.
No.
Wow.
I wonder how loud she is. I hear her boyfriend's name is Tom! Tom!
Throw your name in the mix.
You can see your son's face.
Yeah.
Which you can.
All of our face.
I don't really yell when I'm done. I just go, I'm sorry, that never happened.
Wow. That's entirely fine for her to start laughing.
Yes.
In that situation.
Of course.
Roommate needs to get over it.
Yeah.
And you should tell her, hey, I'm going to laugh again if I hear it again.
Now, Allie, have you ever been in a situation where there was a code involved when there was a roommate? Like you get home.
Oh, yeah, in college.
The tie on the door.
Oh, do you remember the code?
It was shoes. I mean, it was so obvious. It was like high heel shoes outside the door. So I think everyone knew what was going on.
So if there were high heel shoes outside the door, you had to, go to a different apartment?
Yeah, pretty much. I had to stay with a friend.
You didn't just sit down next to the shoes and wait?
Oh, I've seen that before.
I was going to say I've seen that, too. Yes. I've seen that walking through the halls.
So pathetic.
No, not to suggest that you have had innumerable adventures in the world of
romance.
Why would you ever suggest that?
Of single romance. Have you ever been unable to find one or both of your shoes at the end of one of these encounters, or perhaps any article of clothing? Have you?
Worse, I've lost underwear before. That happens. Yeah. You lose underwear.
It's probably framed somewhere.
No, I found out what happened.
Next to your photograph that they put in the
your
comments.
Headshot. Right,
right. The headshot.
I found out what happened because it wasn't a one-night stand. It was someone I was dating a couple times. And one time I just completely lost my underwear. And the dog had taken it. And it was with like the dog's playthings. You know, so... That's if anyone ever loses their underwear,
if I could do a joke that may be a little awkward, I'm surprised the cat didn't take it.
There we go.
Oh. We did. Not to suggest any fish like. I'm sorry. Right.
Yeah. Oh. A pelican swooped in and took it.
Hey. Sorry, Allie.
So embarrassing.
You're not embarrassed. You love it.
Yeah, the roommate thing always awkward.
Yeah.
I didn't have a roommate very long. Just one roommate, I think.
Oh, God.
Over all the years.
Wow.
I know. I got
lucky.
I was
always thrilled when my friends would have girls over. And
To listen? Do you?
I didn't really like to listen, but if I heard something, I'd go, boy.
Go get him, Tiger. By the way, editor's note, this is very disturbing news.
What do you mean? Don't you like it when your friends hook up?
I don't want to hear this.
I love it.
It might be nice to hear your friends hook up, but to hear "atta boy, go get him" through the wall is a whole other.
Yeah, you know, care for that.
Weird high fiving.
No, Josh just hurry stood up. In the window like a
hurry up. Sports Center's about to start. You know, stuff like
stood
that.
In the window like a third base coach. You know?
Got a cup to the door.
You got this. Waving flags.
Oh, yes. God. Yeah, I just remember you're sitting in the living room by yourself, and suddenly some strange woman walks by, and you know, with a towel on. Hi. Man, no, feel free. They're my Cokes. You can have one. Yeah, good luck. He's probably so got the bitter. Clap, by the way. You
might
That was a legitimate thing with one of my roommates and I, where it would be, hey, the girl I was with last night ate your Chinese food. Oh, man!
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's get to another letter. Our guest is comedian Allie Breen, A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N. I spell it out because you can reach Allie on various social media platforms with your love troubles, and we'll try to help out.
Yes, please. Okay. Dear Allie, for the last month or so, my girlfriend always wears yoga pants, and she always has a camel toe. I love it when it's in private with me, but I don't like it when she goes out and other guys can see it.
Ah.
Can I ask her to pretty please just wear jeans in public, or is that too much?
I think, isn't there, Christy, isn't there some kind of a slip-in device to prevent camel toe?
Yes, but you can also buy your pants so they're not so tight.
Sort of a camel sock?
No, isn't there
there's both. There's the preventer and then there's the enhancer, if you'll recall.
Right.
Right.
Remember that?
Do girls know that they're showing camel toe?
Hell yes, they know.
So you think she's aware?
Of course.
Yeah, I think she's aware.
I don't think they always know, though.
Really?
You think so? I mean,
boy, I do. Yeah. I can't. Ugh.
Can you
no
feel
way.
It?
Yeah, I can't. I don't like it. I don't like that look. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You can feel it.
I would assume
it,
that people didn't always know.
Yeah, I think it'd be okay for him to say something, but I mean, I don't think maybe it's not his job to come up with a solution. I think he should say something. Hey, look, you know, you.
I prefer that be just for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you could say that.
Is that a thing guys like, by the way? Do guys like that, or is that not a
Not really.
Thing at all?
I'm not. No, not really.
Okay.
I think some things are best.
True story.
Okay.
You like the camel toe.
No, I saw a woman at Kroger. this is absolutely true. I am not making a word of this up. She was a hefty gal.
Yeah.
Kind of a beef cadet. carrying, I swear to God, she was carrying two watermelons in her arms.
Right? Oh,
wearing a pair of brown stretch pants with the worst case of camel toe I've ever seen.
Oh.
I lost my appetite there for a while. Right there at the Kroger right here.
Okay, yeah.
Wow.
The savings never stop.
Man, I'll tell you what. No camel toe. I
think he should say something.
Yeah, I do too.
But I don't think it's up to him to figure out how to fix it.
If he walked outside with his balls hanging out, she'd go, hey, honey, you want to change pants?
Well, I don't think he can say something, and I also don't think he can go, hey, happy birthday. Guess what I got you? It's a sliver to cover your camel toe. Yeah. You can blow the candles out on it.
But I got you a cake. Okay. Well, let's get to our next letter. Allie Breen is our guest. Allie?
Dear Allie, I've been doing Zoom happy hours, which only seem to make me more lonely. Oh. It goes from me being drunk and social with friends to me being drunk and alone in my couch in like 2 seconds. I've been on all the dating apps and guys really don't care about this quarantine at all and would come over in a second. Is it time to finally just cave?
Oh, that's up to you.
It depends. Do you have a ventilator?
Actually, I have friends who are on the apps and say that throughout this whole thing, most guys do not care. They'll come over in a second.
That's
no
because
matter
they're
what.
Guys.
That's right.
Totally up to you, honey.
But if they're making you more depressed, don't you think you might want to stay off of them?
Well, how drunk are people getting on these?
Yeah, if the happy hours aren't happy,
stop doing
those.
Yeah.
If you want to hook up with a dude, you know, wash your hands, gargle, whatever.
Wear a mask, reverse cowgirl, do something.
Wash his hands.
Yeah. Wash his hands.
Yeah. Face to face.
Maybe get one of those cones of silence they had in the French restaurant. It's just looks like a big plexiglass lampshade.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No heavy breathing. Wear a mask. This is all so depressing.
Yeah, it is.
Are they doing pornos with masks on now?
They are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really? Now, I don't know about mainstream. If you Google, we talked about it one morning and I looked it up.
I can't remember, but they're already doing
it. On Pornhub, you can look up corona porn and they have masked people.
They started that like week one. They had, the porn industry's always on top.
Yeah. So to speak.
Their big thing was basically, hey, you know where you can get the vaccine for coronavirus? Try some.
Really?
Thought I was going to have to really complete that for you guys.
Could we get back to the guy that yells like Tarzan when he's done? Does he do the Tarzan thing the whole time?
Like,
does it start with me horny, you Jane? my name's Sylvia.
Do you guys ever worry about your O face?
No.
Just glad to be there.
Allie?
Yeah, probably. A little bit.
Yeah.
I think about it.
What's that?
Sorry.
No, I said I think about it. What were you going to say, Willie?
I'm more concerned about all the sweat that's dripping than the face.
Are you a sweater?
Yeah, I'm a big man. I'm 250 plus, so there's a lot of water coming down.
I'm concerned about my credit card going through. Do girls look for the O face? Do they go, oh, I want to see what his O face is?
I don't actually look for it, but I mean, it's part of the deal, isn't it?
I insist on you. Look at my own face. Look at my own face.
Look at it, boy. Josh. The restraints won't let my neck move. Oh, no, she wouldn't call you Josh. She'd say, but mister. The restraints will let my neck move. Now, Allie, I've got a real quick question.
Yeah.
Are you in New York City right now?
I am, yes.
Now, are you back at your own apartment?
I'm back in my own apartment. No drilling today.
I can't help it. There's no drilling because you've been, every time we've talked to you recently, there's been construction going on. And you went to a different apartment and there was construction there.
Yes, exactly. It's been following me.
Now, Pat, didn't you do a tribute to the drilling at Allie's place?
I got some for Allie. Yeah, here we go.
Oh.
Dear Allie, I have a big drill. I drill in the morning by your windowsill. I work at your complex. I'm quite sure you heard. I waved to you one day, but you flipped me the bird. Signed, Loud Driller. Loud Driller. I've had my fill. I hide under my pillar and take sleeping pills. You've been drilling all day during this quarantine. You may have a big drill, but a tiny ball peen. Signed, Dear Allie.
All right.
That was fantastic. Yeah.
Most carpenters get a ball peen hammer just so they can do the jokes.
Well, do they really?
Not really that handy. I really have a lot of use
what
for
it. What is a ball peen hammer?
It's got
in,
the one
well,
side.
It's got
the one side's
ball.
Got a regular kind of hammer instead of a claw on the back. Right. It's got a little ball on it.
What's it
for? But what's the point of that?
So that carpenters can do great jokes. I really don't know. We have time for one more letter. We're discussing this with comedian Allie Breen. Coming up, we're going to talk with Jimmy Schubert. And my son Willie is also on the line. He's a comedian based in Chicago. I should say stuck in Chicago. With Allie stuck in New York City. Okay, Allie, what do you got?
Okay, we're keeping on this O theme. I've been faking orgasms with my husband for our entire marriage.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm very tired. I don't want to do it anymore. How badly will it hurt our relationship to tell him the truth and not have to moan and try to fake shake anymore?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
And I don't think you have to tell him, but you do have to talk to him about what it is you want and what gets you off and just start having them for real. You don't have to tell him that the others were fake.
Yeah.
Ignore
there you
that.
Go. Just Josh. Talk. Smart.
I say you do a Tarzan yell.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.